Empty now, but in recent days, Georgia's parliament has seen a serious rift open up between the government and the opposition, and there's little agreement on anything related to Russia. The government says that since September 21, 115,000 Russians have arrived. The opposition says the figure's closer to 500,000. And opposition politicians see that as a national security threat.
A lot of Georgians think that because of this government, and this government is kind of anti-Western government and kind of, you know, gambling with Russia and Putin. So, I mean, Russian influx is definitely a huge threat for them.
Here at the parliament, the ruling Georgia Dream Party keeps up its election vow of having a good relationship with Russia and joining the European Union. The country wants to become a bridge, if you will, between the European Union and Russia. The vice chair of the Foreign Relations Committee says strengthening ties with Russia is now a big ask.
Relations are bad, tense, and dangerous for Georgia because we don't have diplomatic relations, and Russia represents an existential threat to Georgia's independence, territorial integrity.
But with the country in the very early stages of its bid for EU membership, many feel that this is the time to press more forcefully.
Membership of NATO and the European Union is most important in order to protect the Georgian sovereignty and territorial integrity and its security. But the problem is that it's because of this war in Ukraine, it is unlikely that Georgia will get NATO membership anytime soon. But as far as the EU membership, I think Georgia has quite good chances there.
Memories of the 2008 war with Russia are still fresh here. The graves of dead soldiers are still well tended. The images coming from Ukraine are familiar and a reminder of the Russian-Georgian war that's often described as the first European war of the 21st century. Before the war in Ukraine, Russia had no problem with the country wanting to join the EU. But today, what Russia thinks or when the EU will allow them to join the club is unknown. It seems that Georgia's dream of being a bridge between Russia and Europe is further away than ever. Imran Khan, Al Jazeera, Tbilisi.